Before they, when did the bed, when did you mean they?
Well, after they grind it up, or what they're going to do to it, and put the bands around it, sort of like a bale of cotton.
Well, do you, when they, before they put it into bales, do you know if they call it anything else where they have it, what they cut it, and then they put it somewhere to dry, I think, don't they?
No, as far as I know, I'm sure they do, but all I've seen them do is they have machines now where they go down through the field and they cut it and it comes out, and all they do is put the bands around them. They just leave them in the field until it dries.
I see. Okay. I imagine there was a time when your granddaddy would like to have had one of those, don't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Did you ever play in the hayloft when you went to see him?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We used to build forts and stuff like that.
Did they have cotton down there?
Did
they still grow cotton down there when you went?
Yes, ma'am. I can remember when I was real small picking cotton.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. And I don't know how much I picked, but it was, I got the cotton fields not where to be. Get stickers all in.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd gotten to do that. Was it fun? What did you put it in?
I don't know, it was this big old sack I was dragging behind me. It's a croaker sack or something like that.
Did they weigh it? Did they ever weigh how much you picked?
Yes, ma'am, but I don't know how much. I was real small.
Mm-hmm.
But after I got large enough, well, I guess you could say large enough, I'd done a few other things on the farm, but they stopped growing cotton, when I was just small age.
Sure enough. What do they grow now?
Well, they're kind of old now, and they just have a small garden and everything. They're not able to get out.
Mm-hmm. But they still have their land.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, up until this year, they had a lot of cattle and stuff, but all they have now is just, but I think it's one or two cows, and have a small garden.
Mm-hmm. Do you